Okay, we're on the bottom of Yitzchak Amud Aleph. We have another short Amud. Good day, but I'm in a rush. Okay. Itmar. Shizeh Chagav Yachsav Roshiyesh Lopsimim Ksheira. She'ein Lopsimim Abayu Omer Ksheira V'rov Omer Psula. The way Rashi learns, Tosfos learns is completely different what the case is. But we're learning Rashi, so we'll only explain the way Rashi learns. You have an achsadra is you have a three walls of a house, three houses that are together, and they form three walls. And you have jutting out from the walls of the houses boards, and the boards are more than 4 amas long. So, and then at the end of these boards, which are more than 4 amas from the house, 4 amas or more from the house, you have schach. You have, again, three houses, again, the case is like this. You have three houses that form a ches, and you have boards strutting out from the walls of these three houses, more than 4 amas. So the boards form also a ches. In the middle of that ches, you put schach. So the way things are, there are no walls for the sukkah, because the schach is more than 4 amas away from the walls. Okay. So the halacha is, that's called shichach agavi achsadra. So if the achsadra has psimim, the way Rashi learns is, if there are boards coming down from the ends of those boards of the achsadra, those at the end of the 4 amas, there are boards coming down, every 3 tefachim, there's a board. So then that is considered the wall of the sukkah. It has psimim. Where Rashi learns, it's less than 3 tefachim space between the boards all around. You have 3 walls made of lavud. So now the walls are under the schach. Because at the end of these boards where the schach starts, then it's kosher according to everybody. She'ein lo psimim, if there are no boards coming down from the achsadra, and it's more than 4 amas away from the wall, so then Abayi omer ksheira v'rov omer psula. Abayi says that it's still kosher, even though you can't say dofen akuma, but it's kosher for a different reason. And Rava holds it's possible because you don't say dofen akuma, it's more than 4 amas, and really there's no walls to the sukkah. Abayi omer ksheira amrinim pitikri yori v'sosin. Abaya holds that in this situation you say pitikra yori besosin. You have a board, according to Rashi, Pashas, even if it's only 1 tefach wide, and according to Tosus, it has to be at least, what's it called, 4 tefachim wide, right? You say, what's it called, pitikra yori besosin, the end of that board, right, since it comes out to a sharp right angle, you consider it as if it extends down completely and it becomes a mechitza. So halacha pitikra yori v'sosin. Even though we hold not nikra b'yosi, that a regular mechitza, if you have 3 tefachim, more than 3 tefachim from the ground is possible. Here all you have is a edge of a board, and you're considering it like it goes all the way down, but that's halacha moshvi sina. Right. Once you have the edge of the board, you make that go. It's considered like it goes way to the ground, and therefore there's no problem of gedoyim bokim bo. It's a halachic mechitza. On the other hand, a mechitza of 10 tefachim that's higher than 3 tefachim off the ground, you don't say pitikri yori v'sosin. You have to say gudachis, and we don't say gudachis according to the Man D'Amru argues on the Biyosi, according to the Tanakama, and therefore what's it called? It's not kosher because you have to consider it a mechitza, and it's not a mechitza because it's hanging. But here, we don't consider it a mechitza. We consider it a wall because of pitikra yori v'sosin. It's an imaginary wall, which is all the way to the ground. That's okay. You only say this when you have a defined edge. But you wouldn't say this with the schach itself. You know, the schach itself would not be pitikra yori v'sosin. Right? It has to be something kavua, and that comes to a sharp edge. Not stam, what's it called, something solid on the top. So you wouldn't say this by, you wouldn't say schach is pitikra yosef or yori v'sosin. And, okay, that's a... So now the Gemara says, Rava omre psula lo amrin and pitikra yori v'sosin. And Rava holds, you don't say pitikra yori v'sosin, so there's no mechitza here. The walls are more than four amas away from the end of the boards, so the schach and the walls are not connected. According to Baya, right, you consider the edge of the board, the end of the board, as a mechitza. So now this sukkah has imaginary walls around all three sides with schach on top. Okay. The case we said where you have three houses that make a ches, and you have boards coming out of the walls of each house. And you put the schach at the end of these boards in that ches space at the end of the boards. The somach haschach al svas kirush shel achsadra. The ein mechitzos pnimios mo'ilos asukah. The walls of the houses won't help to be considered the walls of the sukkah because they're four amas or more away from the schach, because the achsadra is four amas or more. Aval etzav ha-sukkah yesh la-achsadra p'tzimim, amudim, kemim chalonos, u'beineihem pochus mishloshik shera, damrina bulavim. But on the side at the end of the boards, there are boards coming down every three tfachim which form a wall. Right, so now you have three walls all around. It's not a solid wall, but it's a wall that's considered a wall by Lavud. There everybody holds a sukkah's kosher, because you have walls mamish adjacent to the schach at the end of the asadra, opposite the end of where the walls of the house is. Okay, I'm reading Pitikra Yoravisosim, but there aren't any boards that come down. So all you have is the edges of the asadra. Okay, so Abaya holds its kosher because I'm reading Pitikri Yorvisosim, he calls that. You consider three walls because each board is considered like it goes down and makes a wall. So they have three walls. Rav Amar Psula, lo Amar in Pitikri Yorvisosim, in the first time, look, come on. The Gemara explained why in this situation Rav doesn't hold the Pitikri Yorvisosim, because we do hold that in other cases. There are situations when we say Pitikra, why over here not? The Gemara explained. Pitikra, ovion shel nesorim bechudan. Pitikra means the edge, the sharp edge of the end of a board. V'chein ovi rasheim hakol l'tzad asuka. Therefore, the part that's adjacent to the schach ends in a sharp edge, and that sharp edge is considered like it goes all the way down. Okay. So, now the word says like this. Omer le Rav al Abaya. So Rav holds that you don't say pitikra in this situation. Said to Abaya, the didos da amris pitikra yoridisosim. According to you, that you hold that by the three walls, you say pitikra yoridisosim. Afilu hifchis dofen emtsoi. Would you hold the same thing even if the middle wall of the middle house would be gone? So it would be just two sides and opened up completely through. Would you also hold that in that kind of situation, you'd say pitikra even though it's totally opened, it's mefulish, right, in the third wall. There's nothing solid, right, closing up this area, right? You'd have the third wall, the middle house, the ches, the top of the ches, broken. So you could go straight through from one end to the other, and all you have really is closed off two sides that are parallel. Would you hold that also? No, in that I would agree. You don't say pitikri yori v'sosein in a case where people just can walk right through. If it's closed off, then you say pitikri. Then it's considered an imaginary mechitza. But if it's not closed off, and there's access straight through, back and forth, then you don't say this imaginary mechitza. That's what Rabbi says, I agree. Rashi, l'didoch, the amris pitikra achsadra yori v'sosein, Tema hachinami besukah hasuya beemtza chotzer umesukah benesorim avim she'ein rechavim dalit v'nifchas dofen hoemtzoi ushnai mikan umikan kayomim machshartol anami al yidei pitikra shelah v'tema ba pitikra yor v'sosim. If you had a situation where you had just two walls, right, it's not what's it called bordered by three houses, but you had a frame of a sukkah in the middle of the yard. Two walls were intact, and the third wall is completely not there. And you had boards on top. Would you say also pitikri yori v'sosein, even though the access over here is totally open? or not. Maybe in this case not. So Abaye said, Modin l'chabahi, the kivan da'aver pachos pasuach l'negdo, dumya d'movi mefulish v'osi l'kapandri l'bekiyas rabbit. Since people can walk straight through this, there's nothing obstructing them, you don't say this imaginary mechitza in such a case. You don't say pitikri v'sosa. So now the Gemara says, that's the case. Lema Abaye v'rava, but plugs of the rabbi shmoke mefugit. Let's say that Abaye and Rava are arguing a machlokas that Rav and Shmuel already argued. The Itmar, Achsadra Babika. Right? You have an Achsadra, the way Rashi learns, it's talking about you have a frame in the middle of nowhere. Okay? So it's just a frame, and around the top of the frame are boards. Okay? So there's no walls. There's just a frame with boards around the top. Rav Omar Mutul Atautul Bekulo, the Amrinam Pitikri Yorgososit. Rav says that under that frame, inside that frame, you can carry as much as you want because we consider the edges of the boards to go down and it closes off the whole thing as if it has four mechitzas, totally around. You say pitikra miyori v'sosev on all four directions and it's a regular shesayochid. U'shmuel omer ein metalklin ba'ele b'dalad amos. And Shmuel says, no, has a din of a karmelis, right, and you can only carry dalad amos inside there. Can't carry more than dalad amos, as it didn't have any regular karmelis. The lo amrinam pitikri yor v'solsein. Because you don't say pitikri yor v'solsein in that situation. Rashi. Bibika. The lema abaye v'rava, kosoka daitek, time of the rava, mishum de kesover, bechad gofen, obishnayim amrinam yor v'solsein, avo bechol tzad lo amrinam. Right now the Gemara thinks that the reason why Rava says, in the case of the sukkah, you don't say pitikri yor v'solsein, because he holds that for one or two walls you could say it, but you can't say it for three walls. And Abaye holds even by three walls you say pitikri yor v'sosin, right? But you wouldn't say it by all four walls if you have, it's mefulish. But if you have a corner, walls in a corner, they do say it. That's what Abaye says, even for three walls. And Rava holds you say it for one or two, but not for three. So l'chora, that's the machlokas between Shmuel and Rav. Bebika, l'hochi naki bebika, demitosha eino smucha l'bayis, ein l'defanos. Talking about a frame that's in the middle of a bika, which is a karmelis. So does underneath that frame have a din of a karmelis, or is it rishus hayochid? Shein osin defanos l'shem achsad. Okay. Avol pam sheosin also l'fnei habayis v'dofen habayis sos me'achareho. You never make a wall for the achsadra. The achsadra is a balcony. It doesn't have walls. But sometimes you make that balcony adjacent to the house, and the house wall then closes things off. But here you have it in the middle of nowhere. So the achsadra itself is what's it called, just a frame with boards on top, and there's no walls at all. So Rav says that you're allowed to carry underneath the whole thing because there's shus hayochid, and you say pitikri yor v'sosim. And Shmuel says no, lo amrinam pitikri yor v'sosim. The time of first beirutin, the arba defon is lesler. Right? Shmuel holds that if it's all four walls, you need to say pitikri yor v'sosim. You don't say it. You only say it by, Rashi learns, three walls or less, but not all four. Aval in Chayse Shom Dofen Shleima, if there had been one whole wall, Isla Yorid Asosim Bachran Isla, then even Shmuel would agree that you would say Pitikra of Yorid Asosim with the other ones. So Lema Abaye Karav Verova Kishmuel. So now it comes out that Abaye, who says in the case of the Sukkah that it's kosher, by three walls, holds that what's it called, that Rav, and Rava holds like Shmuel. Shmuel says no. Aliba de Shmuel kuli amalo plige. According to Shmuel, everybody agrees. Abaye can't be like Shmuel. Right? Because Shmuel says that you don't say pitikri yor v'sosim to make all the walls kosher. And here, all the walls, all the three walls of the sukkah, you're saying pitikri yor v'sosim according to Abaye. So Abaye can't hold like Shmuel. That's for sure. Okay? Rashi. Aliba de Shmuel kli amalo plige, kach pirish sug yizu. This is the way to explain it. V'chol makum shiyoch alaham et divrei echad mehem, shalo b'machlokes and shal acherim, v'divrei asheni eino yoch alaham ud, ele b'machlokes, omer kein. Right? Wherever we have a machlokes, and we can set up one of them to be that either one in the machlokes can hold like him, and the other one, only one can hold, then we say this nusach, right? Aliba, the so-and-so, right? That's where, what's it called, they vadai argue. But according to this one, no one, they couldn't argue. None of them can hold, not all of them can hold like the one side. Okay. So now he says like this. Aliba de Shmuel, Vade Kitakomas. According to Shmuel, Avade, that's Machlokas, Abaye and Rav. Who the Rav Lechudei, who the Omer to Shmuel. Only Rav could hold like Shmuel. Right? That, what's it called, that it's not good. Vabaye Eino Yochola Hamid Dvorah Kishmuel. Abaye can't possibly hold like Shmuel. Because Abaye says in the case of the Sukkah, three walls you say P. Tikra of Yorah V'Sosin. You only need three walls. So for all the walls you say P. Tikra of Yorah V'Sosin. Right? And Shmuel holds, you don't say it. So Abaye can't hold like Shmuel. V'aliva de Shmuel lo polig Abaye l'memer k'shera. If Abaye would hold like Shmuel, he would also agree that according to Shmuel it's possible. He doesn't hold like Shmuel. The mala inyan Shabbos, the mechitzas pitikra l'chal haksadra avide. Right? Because it's a kosher king. If by Shabbos, the purpose of the tikra is for the sake of the haksadra. So here, the pitikra is for the sake of the wall that you're making. The wall of the achsadra. We're talking about carrying within the achsadra, and the boards on top are the achsadra. So it's for the sake of the achsadra, and still we don't say pitikra yorav asosik. Right? Chatikra and tzorach achsadra nasis. The boards on top were made for the sake of the achsadra. We're extending those things down for the sake of making walls for the achsadra, and still Shmuel holds it's possible that you don't say such a thing. It's awesome. Lo shari lehu Shmuel, the simas pitikra. Koshkein lin yisukkah. Koshkein by sukkah. Because by sukkah, we want to now use these walls of the achsadra. The boards are made for the achsadra. If you make the things go down, so it wasn't made for the wall of the sukkah. The sukkah is after the achsadra. So you want to use the wall of the achsadra for the exterior of the wall of the achsadra to be the wall of the sukkah. But it wasn't made for that. It was made to be the inner wall of the, what's it called, of the achsadra. So kol shekein, where the tikra was made for the wall you want to make, you still don't say it. Surely if the tikra was made for the, not for the wall you want to make, surely you don't say it. It was made to end the achsadra, these boards, not to be a wall for the sukkah. The mechitzas were made for the inside of the achsadra, the outer facade. Now we want to form the wall for the sukkah. So if you don't say pitikra, where the tikra is made for that wall, koshken, you don't say pitikra, where it's not made for that wall altogether, where it's made for the interior, not for the exterior. Right? Tzorach tochen asiyos, lo tzorach chutzalahem. It's made for the interior, not for the exterior. So the Mara says, ki pligi alivi derav. According to Shmuel, both Abaye and Rava would agree in Shmuel that it's possible in our case. So where is the machlokas Abaye and Rava? According to Rav. They're arguing in Rav. He pleaded, I'll leave it to Rav. Abaye to Rav. Abaye holds like Rav. That's kosher. Just like over there, you could have all four walls made by Pitikra. Over here also, you could have all three walls made by Pitikra. Rava Amar, Rava says no. Rav would only say his din in that case of Achsadra Babika, because over there the walls are made for the sake of the Achsadra. But over here the walls are made for the Achsadra, not for the Sukkah. The walls are made for the interior. You want to use the exterior of this wall for the wall of the Sukkah. There even Rava holds, even Rav would agree it's no good. Ad kan lo Amar Rav Hasemel of the Mechitzos Achsadra Hu Davide. Aval Hocha Delav Lo Hochi Avidi Lo. But over here, where the mechitzas were not made for the sukkah, they were made for the boards on top are for the sake of the achsadra. So if you extend them down, they can be mechitzas for what's inside the achsadra, but not to use their external facade for what's past that, which is the sukkah. Rashi, ki pligi abaye v'rov, aliva derav. Umil say, v'rov alo dochik la'okne v'plugsa, dafilo aliva derav, polig l'mitzule. And what's it called? The Rava would hold, even according to Rav, it's possible. Because that's what the machlokas is in Rav. Would Rav, who says in the case of Achsadra Babika, that you say Pitikra Yorav Asosin for all four walls, would say the same thing over here for the three walls of the sukkah? Or maybe not. This case is different. Rav holds it's different. Abaye holds not different. The mechitzos Pitikra Zil Hashem Achsadra Nasa. The boards on top were made to cover the Achsadra. So if you extend the walls down, you have walls of the Achsadra. And the interior is the Achsadra. So these boards were made to be a mechitza, if you extend it down, for this space of the achsadra, the interior. Avalolios mechitza la'aver shechutz lahem. The purpose of the mechitza is not for what's outside it, what's inside it. And here you want to make a sukkah kosher with the external facade of these walls. That's not what it was made for. The ilu mechitza ma'al yisahi havisam chinyalo. If it would be a real mechitza, then no problem. It doesn't make a difference if you're using the outside wall of a house for the sukkah or the inside wall. It doesn't make a difference. If it's a real mechitza, it helps for the outside and the inside. But here it's not a real mechitza. It's an imaginary mechitza. So the imaginary mechitza only helps for the area that imaginary mechitza was made. It can't help. It's not there, really. It's only imaginary. So the imaginary halacha helps for the area that the mechitza is made for, not for the area outside that mechitza, because it's not a real mechitza. It's only an imaginary halachic mechitza. But because of pitikri yori v'sosim, which is a kind of good achis, that you wouldn't say. Because Rava holds that when is the halacha mosh misina of good achis, of pitikri yori v'sosim, when it's for the sake of the interior where you want this mechitza to be. But if you want to now use the exterior of that mechitza, which it wasn't made for the chatzila, then it's no good. But if there are psimim, right, the case where there's boards less than three tochim apart going down, then that's a wall. That's a real wall. Then it doesn't make a difference if it's the inner facade, the outer facade. It's a real wall. That's mamash mechitza. Then they have a shayla by a tzuris pesach. Does it fit the first? So Rashi is where it's lavud, that's called the real mechitza. And therefore it helps for the inside and the outside. When you say good achis, that's not a real mechitza, it's an imaginary mechitza. That only helps, according to Rava, for the inside, not for the outside. How about a tzuris pesach that wasn't made for the outside? It was made by itself. It wasn't made by kavana to be matter what's on the outside of it. It was made for whatever other reason. So there's a machlokus, like some poskim hold that a tzuris pesach has to be made, right, for the, just like gudachis, for the area that you want to enclose. And others hold even it's made by itself, and it's not made for any, it's made even for the other thing. You can use the outer facades. But a tzuris pesach is also considered like lavu, like a real mechitza. Right, there's since it's a store frame, it's considered closed, that's a pesach. But gudachis is totally imaginary. Right, there, the halacha must be seen, according to Rava, is only where it's made for the area that you want to enclose and not the outer facade of it. The tikra, the chumra, meaning what? Yeah, if you consider it a sayachid, if you throw things in there, you chayiv misa.